This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea's leader agrees to dismantle a main nuclear site if the U.S. takes steps as well. AP correspondent Mike Rossier explains.
After a second day of talks in North Korea's capital, South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made a major step toward peace. The two leaders announced in a joint statement that Kim has promised to permanently dismantle the North's main nuclear complex if there are corresponding measures from the United States. The North is also willing to allow international inspectors to monitor the closing of a key missile test site and launch pad. The two Koreas also plan to jointly bid for the 2032 Summer Olympics. I'm Mike Rossia.
Lawyers for the woman who is accusing U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago say she wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies publicly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats are also pushing for the FBI to investigate by reopening its background check of Kavanaugh, saying that's the only way to avoid a he said, she said type hearing when both the judge and Ford testify. President Trump, though, says the FBI has no interest in looking at the allegation. If the Bureau does reopen the background check, Kavanaugh's confirmation is unlikely to happen before the November elections.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. A Pakistani court has suspended the prison sentences of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, his daughter, and son-in-law Wednesday, and set them free on bail pending their appeal hearings. The Islamabad High Court made the decision after the Sharif's petition to appeal their sentences had been down by an anti-graft tribunal earlier this year in a corruption case against them. Development is the latest twist in a series of scandals involving the former prime minister. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin backed off a threat by Moscow of retaliation for the downing of a Russian aircraft over Syrian territory. According to the Kremlin, it was indirectly caused by Israeli warplanes. Mr. Putin said it looks more like a chain of tragic accidental circumstances, but Israeli planes did not take down the Russian aircraft with the loss of 15 people. Russia's defense ministry said Syrian aircraft or anti-aircraft batteries downed the plane, and it holds Israel responsible for only giving Russia 1 minute's warning about an Israeli airstrike. Mr. Putin spoke about the incident with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and told him agreements to avoid such dangerous incidents were not observed. Meanwhile, Special UN Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, welcomed the agreement between Russia and Turkey to establish a demilitarized zone to allow radical elements to leave Idlib province with its 3 million civilians and avoid an assault on the last major rebel stronghold.
We are pleased that there is de-escalation in one major area, Idlib. And now that we have this deal, there is no reason not to move forward expeditiously with the political process.
Damascus also welcomed the agreement, but vowed to pursue efforts to recover every inch of Syrian territory. Ahead of his tour of hurricane-damaged North Carolina, President Donald Trump saw first responders and others are doing great after Hurricane Florence hit that region.
Tremendous effort and bravery is being shown in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and the area that was so horribly hit by Hurricane Florence.
Florence has killed at least 32 people, left entire towns in North Carolina flooded with muddy water. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said 16 rivers had major flood stage Tuesday, with three more expected to peak by Thursday. Videos of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro feasting on steaks at an upscale restaurant have sparked worldwide outrage on behalf of the poverty-stricken people of his country. One video shows a celebrity chef carving meat for the president and his wife at a restaurant in Istanbul, where each cut of meat can cost hundreds of dollars. Florida Senator Marco Rubio slammed the chef, who was filmed with the dictator, who was shown eating a five-star gourmet meal, smoking fine cigars, while the people of Venezuela are literally starving. That's according to Senator Rubio's statement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.